City of Sacramento, Measure Z. Shall City of Sacramento Charter Section 153, relating to the day on which elected officials take office, be amended so that elected officials take office on the day of the last regularly scheduled city council meeting in December of the year of their election. Impartial analysis of Measure Z, prepared by Sacramento City Attorney. Measure Z has been placed on the ballot by the Sacramento City Council. The measure proposes to amend the Sacramento City Charter section that describes the day on which elected officials take office. The Sacramento City Charter sets the terms of office for the city's elected officials. Currently, Section 153 of the Charter provides that elected officials take office on the fourth Tuesday following the first Monday in November, in the year of their election. Measure Z, if approved by the voters, would amend Section 153 of the Charter. Elected officials would take office on the day of the last city council meeting in December, in the year of their election. A yes vote is in favor of amending Section 153 of the Sacramento City Charter relating to the day on which elected officials take office. A no vote is against that amendment. A majority of yes votes is required to pass Measure Z. James C. Sanchez, City Attorney. Full text of Measure Z. Exhibit A. Section 153 of the Sacramento City Charter is amended to read as follows. Section 153, Taking Office. Elected officials shall take office on the day of the last regularly scheduled city council meeting in December of the year of their election, and their terms of office commence on that day. Argument in favor of Measure Z. Sacramento City Charter Section 153 pertaining to the date on which elected officials take office is out of alignment with the statutory time allotted to certify the canvass of the vote, as provided under California Elections Code 15372. The two statutes have been misaligned since the passage of Measure O, in 1989, when the city's municipal elections were consolidated with the statewide primary and general elections. With the passage of Measure O, the city began consolidating its elections with the County of Sacramento, and the procedures associated with consolidation would apply to city elections. Specifically, the county registrar of voters would follow California Elections Code, which provides up to 30 days to complete and certify the canvass of the vote. This is 9 days after the statutory date for taking office and causes the city to be out of compliance with the charter. Another issue is created in that candidates successful in the June primary election have different commencement dates than candidates successful in the November runoff election. As the canvass of the vote for a June election is certified in July, this allows for successful June candidates to take office before those offices participating in a November runoff. This occurred in all elections from 2008 to 2014, and inadvertently provided different term lengths for the various offices. Voting yes on this measure would align statutes that provide for the consistent administration of city elections, allow compliance with the city charter, and avoid inconsistent commencement dates of Sacramento's elected officials. S/Larry Carr, Council Member District 8. S/Shirley Concolino, City Clerk. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure Z was filed. No argument against Measure Z was filed.